Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful.
Hi, this is Dick DeVoe. Today I'm going to be talking about Chapter 24, Comparing Means. In Chapter 24, we extend the inference for means to compare the means of two groups. Here are some points to consider. 1. Adapt the procedures for the one sample t-test in confidence intervals to investigate the difference in two means. As was the case for proportions, the key is adding the variances, and that requires that the two groups be independent. In the next chapter, we'll see what to do when the two groups are paired, and so not independent. It's critical that students start now thinking about the independence issue, because that's the vital determining factor in the decision they'll soon face. That is, whether to use two-sample or paired t-methods. 2. Our null hypothesis is usually there's no difference between the two population means. Be sure that the students write that hypothesis correctly, using parameters with well-defined subscripts. Be sure the notation's clear and correct. 3. Check the assumptions and conditions for both groups. If the data come from samples, both must be drawn randomly and be less than 10% of their respective populations. If we're looking at the results of an experiment, subjects must have been randomly assigned to both treatments. 4. We need to believe that normal models are appropriate for both populations. We test the plausibility of that assumption by looking at the distributions for both samples. That requires two graphs, usually histograms or normal probability plots. We're more worried about outliers and skewness when the samples are small. If they're large enough, we can simply rely on the robustness of the T procedures and go ahead with inference. 5. The secret for finding the standard error of the difference in sample means is in adding the variances. Of course, that requires the additional assumption that the groups are independent. There's no condition to check for that. We just need to think carefully about how the data were collected. 6. For proportions, we pooled the samples to estimate the population standard deviation. It might at first seem logical to follow that route again. However, there's a key difference. A hypothesis that two populations have equal proportions implies that they also have equal variances. That package deal doesn't exist here. Populations with the same mean might have very different variances, so the null hypothesis of equal means implies nothing about the standard deviations. Pooling is for proportions only. 7. Discourage students from using the smaller sample size minus 1 guideline for degrees of freedom. It's overly cautious, and it can make a sizable difference in the results. With technology to tell us the degrees of freedom available, there's no reason to shortchange ourselves. 8. Don't suggest there's any reason we might use Z instead of T for inference about means. Z would require that we know the standard deviations of the populations, and we never will. Z is for proportions. T is for means. Always.
Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.